For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump continues to condemn the special counsel investigation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders, in her first briefing in nearly a month, asked several times about the Russia probe.
I don't think the president has any concerns about the report because he knows that there was no wrongdoing by him and that there was no collusion.
But Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation has clearly been on the president's mind.
We have a lot of phony stuff, like the Russian witch hunt garbage.
Bringing it up at his recent rallies and again in a series of tweets, he told the Washington Post he won't step in to end the investigation. He also said he won't let it continue to the end. He says he may cancel a scheduled meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin over Moscow's capture of the three Ukrainian ships and their crews on Sunday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
President Trump wants to have a serious talk with General Motors about cutting jobs. USA Radio's Robin Walensky has the story.
I'm not happy about it. Their car is not selling well.
President Trump reacting to news General Motors announcing it's cutting more than 14,000 jobs due to slow sales in sedan models such as the Chevy Cruze. The president speaking with reporters on the White House lawn. GM says it plans on closing five plants by the end of 2019.
So they'll put something else. I have no doubt that in a not too distant future they'll put something else. They better put something else in.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller is accusing Paul Manafort of lying to his team of investigators and breaking a promise to cooperate with the probe as part of his plea deal. If he did lie, the government is no longer bound to any of the promises that they made to him. Manafort could face immediate sentencing. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
With the deadline looming, debate continues on funding a border wall.
The $1.6 billion for border security negotiated by Democrats and Republicans is our position.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says while President Trump wants $5 billion and is threatening a government shutdown if he doesn't get it, Democrats aren't willing to yield.
Stick to the $1.6 billion.
Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to work on it.
Well, we're talking about it. We're trying to get the president the money he would like for the wall. That's part of the year-end funding discussion.
The rubber meets the road with the latest rankings of the world's best vehicles. USA's Chris Barnes takes us on a ride.
The Best Vehicle Brand Awards are handed out by U.S. News and World Report, and it finds, in this time around, that Mazda is the overall best car brand. The Best SUV Brand Award goes to Honda. When it comes to trucks, the Ford brand was named the best, and Porsche wins Best Luxury Brand. The executive editor of the U.S. News Best Cars, Jamie Page Deaton, says most car shoppers start their process by choosing the brand they want to buy. And he says the Best Vehicle Brand Awards give consumers a thoroughly vetted starting point so they can shop with confidence. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.